Unit 3. Recording 9. Lesson 3D. Exercise 1.
Refugee case study. Cor Deng. Cor Deng was born in a country in Africa. Cor was the eldest of 6 children. When Cor was 15 years old, civil war returned to his country. It became a dangerous place to live. Soldiers and armed men were everywhere, and friends and neighbours in Cor's town no longer trusted each other. Cor's mother was a strong woman, and she looked after her family with pride. Cor's father was a head teacher, and the whole family respected him. The family didn't want to leave their house. But after a year, the situation became very dangerous and they decided that they had to go. One morning, they packed some possessions and left their town on foot. Cor's uncle came with them. They walked for weeks. Eventually, they crossed the border and came to a refugee camp. Conditions in the camp were very difficult. There was no electricity and very little water or food. After 4 months in the camp, Cor's parents and uncle discussed the situation with Cor. "We are refugees now," Cor's father said. "Life here is very hard. We must stay to look after your brothers and sister, but you are 16. You are old enough to leave."
"But where can I go?" asked Cor.
"I think you should go to the USA," Cor's father said. "We can apply for a refugee visa. Then we will borrow the money for your plane ticket. When you are in the USA, you can finish your education and get a job. Then perhaps you can help us."
"That will take a long time. And how will we pay back the money?"
Cor's uncle said, "I think Cor ought to go back to our country. He can go to the capital and find a job. Then he can earn money and help us all."
"The capital is 1,000 miles from here," Cor's mother said. "It's a big city, and he'll be on his own there. It is better for him to stay here and help us."
"I don't want to leave you," Cor said, "but I want to help. I will do what is best for the family."
Fact file. There are about 16 million refugees in the world. Most refugees lose everything: their homes, their possessions, their friends, and often their family.